Good evening. This is me, Enzo. Thank you for joining me this evening on Pop Goes the World in the middle of our fun drive. I am so excited to have the Moonbees back into the studio. Can you guys hear me?
We can.
There you go. Awesome. Awesome. It's almost 2 years to the date that you guys were here last. It was March of 2012 that you guys were here last.
Time keeps passing.
Right, right. And we lost a member and gained a member.
That's true. He had a problem with his teeth.
Oh, there's a story there somewhere.
Yeah, as much as I'm at liberty.
It's not an FCC story, possibly.
Oh, okay. Well, we may get to that later.
Everything's good. We got all right. Justin playing guitar now.
Nice, nice, nice. So, yes, so Clifton, Nate is back. Brian was MIA last time, but we'll get into that later as well. But Brian is back with us tonight, and a new member, Jason. They're going to do a quick set, about four songs, and then we will talk to the Moonbees and find out what's been going on in Moonbees' lives in the last 2 years, and then they're going to do a second set for us. So without any further ado, Moonbees, take it away.
All right, just a little quick correction. We got Justin on the guitar.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did I say, Jason?
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
Justin. It's easy, because his last name's Kaysen.
Justin Kaysen. Jason Kaysen. All right. There you go. Thank you.
Open your life, and you're puffing on a drag of a know you say it's true, and I think you think it too. Ooh. Well, I know you know, but who cares? They say you sit and stare out the window. Oh, I try to get next to you, but you never hear a single word I say.
Oh my. There we go. Nice, man. Very nice. Very nice. Ladies and gentlemen, the Moonbees live on Pop Goes the World this evening. Thank you so much for coming down and coming back and doing this for us, man.
Thank
I appreciate
it. Thank you so much for having us.
No, man. It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. It's almost been 2 years to the date. You were here on March the 13th, 2012. So I guess we'll see you again in 2016.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right. Set the date. Mark it on your calendar. March 2016.
It's already on my calendar.
Nice. All right. Well, go ahead and introduce yourselves. Who do we got in here?
I'm Clifton. I play guitar. Do some singing.
I'm Justin. I do a little bit of singing. I play guitar as well.
I'm Nate, and I play bass and sing.
No, we can't. We don't have Brian mic'd. We got his
drums. Brian plays drums.
Brian plays the drums. All right.
And he's also the graphic designer extraordinaire.
Yes.
Seen posters. That's all him.
He's the artiste of the group, as it were, right?
And they still don't pay him.
You get paid in love. Exactly. Exactly. You get paid in love. All right. So what have we been doing in the past 2 years? I know you put out Money Grows on Trees. Right?
Yes, I came out in November.
Yes, in November, which is dynamite. Lady House, Ladybug House, Volume 1.
Yes.
Came out in...
That's coming out next week.
Oh, it's coming out next week?
Yes.
Awesome. And that's just some covers.
Right. It's an EP of 4 covers.
Right.
And Volume 2 will feature another band, so we're going to still keep the same kind of... cover 4 song, go to a cabin and record thing.
Another band? What do you mean another band?
We're going to do 2 songs, Moonbees, 2 songs, band to be named.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a series.
Oh, awesome. Awesome, awesome. There you go. And when you were doing the Ladybug House, how did you come across the covers? Who picked the covers?
I don't know.
Kenny Rogers picked the covers. We had the spirit of Kenny with us all weekend. We were pretty much helpless. We didn't have control over our instruments.
When in doubt, look to Kenny.
That's
right. Yes. What would Kenny do?
That's it.
But no, I mean, there's some interesting covers on there. You know, you got She Gave Me Gasoline. Nice. Lucille. You know, and 16 Tons. Crawling King Snake.
That's the ones, yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. So these are just songs that you guys liked, that you enjoy playing. It was something that you could give a twist to. Because I know you do a Bob Marley as well.
Yeah, we did do a Bob Marley song.
A Bob Marley song on the last CD. And yeah, I mean, you gave it a nice little twist on that.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to out you. I didn't mean to out Bob Marley, too, for that matter. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Sorry to burst everybody's bubble. No, it's not a Moonbeast song. All right. But still, these are songs that you guys gravitated to for some reason, and, you know, you decided to show your love for them, as
That's
it were.
That's right, all yeah. Right. Yeah, we don't do too many covers either.
Yeah. Well, nice, man, nice. Okay, so that's coming out next week. And hopefully we're going to be playing around town too, right?
Yes, there's a show on March 27th at Strange Matter.
Mm-hmm. March 27th at Strange Matter.
With
Highness is headlining that, and we're going to play before them. And then Gina Sobel and the Mighty Fine will be on it.
Awesome.
And Fool's Errand.
Awesome. Yeah, I know.
Kind of a hodgepodge of a show, but yeah. A lot of bands that'll be a lot of fun it'll be a fun
That's
time.
Where the CD will be available for the first time.
For the first time, indeed. And y'all, well, you
if
also,
you've ever heard of a CD, it's a compact disc.
Yes.
It's digital. It's ones and zeros.
We use them as coasters now, essentially.
Yeah, I hear you. I went back to vinyl. I love it.
Right?
I'm converted.
Yes, another convert. It's been skyrocketing ever since, you know, for the past like 5 years. The sales of vinyls have been going back up.
It puts music in its where it's supposed to be.
Where it's supposed to be, yeah. Right. It just has that warmness.
It does.
When you put that needle on that vinyl, that warmness.
And you got to, like, take the effort to put it in there, you got to clean it.
right. On top of it's going to be available at Strange Matter, it'll still be available on your website.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
www.themoonbees. The Moonbees.
Yeah, don't type in Moonbees. Do The Moonbees.
The Moonbees. Right.
What's Moonbees, Clifton? Moonbees.com.
I don't know. The Moonbees.
Right.
Sorry to get up on that.
Well, no, but one thing, and I mentioned this to you guys when I saw you guys playing, because Clifton and Nate also play with the Richmanian Ramblers.
Yep.
And I saw you guys down at Ipanema doing the Live at Ipanema set. And I was talking to you guys, and I was telling you that the last album that you put out just sounded a lot more aggressive, you know, and I don't know if that was intentional or, you know, Money Grows on Trees was a lot, in my opinion, was a lot more aggressive than Everything's Simple, Everything's Complicated.
Yeah, maybe that was we've been playing together, maybe it was just a more sense of confidence, and maybe that's what it was.
That's what it is. Confidence, know. Not aggressive. That's the word
I've always been consistently pissed and chilled at the same time.
That, so. And there was some there was some girlfriend stealing going on too. That
now we're getting somewhere. Well, you know, whatever helps, man. Whatever helps. Whatever helps get the energy going. But so it was just confidence. Just been playing together long enough that gave you that extra edge. I mean, don't get me wrong. I loved Everything Simple, Everything's Complicated, but the Money Grows on Trees just had a little something extra that took it over the top, I thought. Songwriting?
Yeah, I mean, maybe it was just all starting to come together.
Right.
Yeah, they had more bourbon in the studio.
More bourbon.
That's that fire.
Whatever it takes, again.
I've never had a drink in my life.
Justin, did Justin play on Money Grows on Trees?
He played lead guitar on one song, Soon We're Gone.
Okay.
And it's a really cool track that he played. But that was the first thing he played on.
Okay, all right, nice. So
Most of that was Gabe's.
Okay. So, but at one time, weren't you all playing together? Weren't there five?
No.
Weren't you trying to exist as a five piece?
No.
Okay. Not at all.
No.
All right. And can we get into why Gabe isn't with us?
Yeah, sure. He was actually playing with Matt White.
Right.
He goes by Matthew E. White now, yes. I think. They put out a great album.
Yeah.
And he went on tour with them, and you know, he just had to keep going.
So right.
It wasn't a bad.
Right.
I mean, we joked about it a lot.
We
can't stand them, but everything's fine. Just kidding,
no,
Gabe,
cool.
If you have to be listening.
No, we
listen.
Love Gabe.
Love
no.
Gabe.
He hasn't bought the new CD yet on the website.
He hasn't bought the new CD on the website. No. Well, good. Well, good. Good, good. Well, that's always good to hear because, you know, I mean, the RVA musician scene is so incestuous. There's no need to, you know, have any animosity towards anybody.
Yeah.
You
know, exactly. I mean, that's the worst thing to have.
Right. Exactly.
No
exactly.
Drama.
Exactly. So what's next? We're going to do the Ladybug House Volume 1 is going to come out, and then we're going to do a Volume 2. And when are we going to hear new material, or is that still too early to tell?
No, that's a good question. We're in the middle of finishing the next one, full length.
Right.
It's called Ready for the Shit. Oh, I could say it. It's past 11. Ready for the Shit.
Ready for the Shit.
That's the name of it. It's pretty much done. We got maybe a couple more weeks on it, mixing it. So.
And are you indeed ready for the shit?
Not quite, but I'm getting close. That's kind of where I want to always be at, too.
Uh-huh.
Not quite ready, but I'm working on it.
And where are we recording that?
It's been recorded. It was recorded. Okay. It was recorded at Lance Coyer's place, Minimum Wage.
Oh, Minimum
Studio,
Wage.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Very
one
good.
One and only.
Very good. Very good.
It's sounding good already.
But you're not recording Ladybug House there.
No, that's done, and it's being printed as we speak.
But you're recording Ladybug House. You recorded it not at a Minimum Wage.
That's right. That was done in a cabin.
In a cabin in the woods.
That's right. Called a secret location.
A cabin called Ladybug House.
Oh, is that what it's called? Oh, okay. All right. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
There's a lot of ladybugs that live in it.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. All right, so you ready to bang out a second set?
Yeah, we're going to do one off Money Grows on Trees.
Nice.
And then we're going to play three out of the four off of Ladybug House.
Awesome.
We're going to try. We haven't played them in a while.
Awesome. All right. All right, well, first let me remind everybody, you are listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio, and we are indeed, in the middle of our fun drive. So please pick up the phone, 804-649-9737. Show your love for WRIR, or log on to the website, as always, WRIR.org, and show your appreciation for what WRIR has meant to this community for the past 9 years or so. All right, now, so without further ado, once again, another set from the Moonbees. We'll be right back.
Some people say that man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood, and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. They load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you come, because I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning and the sun didn't shine. Picked up my shovel and walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 gold, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul. I load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Saint Peter, don't you come here, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. The fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in a cambric iron, oh mama line. And a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Say, Peter, don't you come here, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other steel. And if the right one don't get you, you know which one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you come here, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
So that last one can be heard on our up and coming Ladybug House Volume 1 release, which is actually the 27th of this month at Strange Manor.
Hey, I'm the crawling king snake, and I rule my day. Yeah, I'm the crawling king snake, and I rule my day. Yeah, you've been messing with my mate, gonna use her for myself. Caught me crawling, baby, when the grass is very high. I'm gonna keep on crawling till the day I die. Yeah, crawl. And I rule my day. Yeah, you better give me what I want. No, we ain't gonna crawl no more. Come on, give me something. Thank you. Yeah, crow. Come on, baby, crow. Come on, crow. Ooh, get out there on your hands and knees, baby. Better give me what I want. Gonna crawl no more. Yeah, crow, come on, crow, yeah, baby, now, crow, come on, crow, get out there on your hands and knees, baby, yeah, you're gonna crawl all over me, just like the spider on the wall, we gonna crawl. Just like the spider on the wall, we gonna crawl.
Give me gasoline. Cried, Lord, I wonder, will I ever get back home? Smoke on you.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Well done. Well done. Ladies and gentlemen, the Moonbees live in the WRIR studios for Pop Goes the World. And yeah, all those last three are on the Ladybug.
Yeah, yeah. You can hear us play them a little more correctly then.
A little more correctly. Why? What was wrong with that?
Oh, not a thing.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Not a damn thing. Exactly.
Well, I near broke my damn finger the other day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're playing with a fractured hand, aren't you?
Yeah, well, it's healing, but it's the first day I've been able to actually pick. So.
Okay. And what did you do? Would you punch a wall or something?
There was this elephant and a rhinoceros. I had the choice.
Clifton's the guy in the St. Patrick's Day video.
I'll leave you to fill in the rest.
Oh, that's you in the St. Patrick's Day video?
Yeah, that's Clifton. That's how he broke his finger.
Yeah, no.
2 years in a row, Clifton.
2 years in a row. Hey, there's something to be said for consistency, right?
I wish it was exciting. I just fell on it.
You just fell on it. Oh, doesn't it suck to get old?
I wouldn't know.
You know what to do. You know how you know when you're getting old. This is when you fall on something, or when you just fall, or when you just fall in general. The difference is when you fall and you're still young, people laugh at you, and when you fall and that's how you know you're old is when people show concern. That's the difference. Is oh my God, is he all right? And then you know you've turned a corner in life.
Yeah. I think people were laughing at me. So.
All right, so you're still young. There you go.
And they'll make sure to never ask you if you're all right. I wouldn't want to do that to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Nice, nice. All right, I'd love to talk. Brian, tell Brian to get up off the drums and come to a microphone.
Come on, Brian.
Brian, come on up.
Off the drums and come up to a microphone.
Yes, indeed.
I don't know if his headphones will reach.
Yeah, because I want to talk to Brian real quick. Brian drove all the way in from Charlottesville. He's the only member that lives out in Charlottesville. Everybody else lives here, you know, in Richmond. And Brian lives out in Charlottesville, and he drove all the way in town, and now he's going to drive all the way back to Charlottesville.
Yeah, it's real tough, man, just all the gas mileage. And
yeah.
Actually, no, that's Justin's girlfriend that drives us, so I have to give her props.
Oh, nice. Well, nice. Well, why did you ever live here in Richmond?
I did for six and a half years.
Yeah? And what brought you out to Charlottesville?
A
woman, right?
Actually, yeah, it was one half a woman. Actually.
Oh, sadly.
Thanks for bringing that up. I'm going to go cry in the corner.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course. But you still maintain the connection here, you know, and come in, what, like once a week to practice, or they go out there?
We're kind of switching it up. Sometimes they come out there. Most of the time it's in Richmond.
Right. And you couldn't make it the last time they were here 2 years ago.
I honestly don't remember why.
I think that's when you punched the wall because you're mad.
Oh, yeah, I actually had a broken hand. Actually,
because you punched
because
the wall.
Punched
because
the wall,
of the woman.
True story. Because of a woman, actually.
Because of a woman. It's always because of a woman.
This is the most therapeutic session I've had in a while. It's all coming out.
Right, very good. Well, that's good, good, good. So, yeah, and then you could make it, then you left your bandmates to do an acoustic set. Well, not acoustic, they still plugged in, but they did it sans drums. But you know, I'm glad you were able to make it this time out to bring the full sound of the band. Not that they didn't sound great without you, but you know, now to bring the full sound of the band to get the full vision of the sound. Thank you so much for coming out.
Well, in 2 years now, somebody else has to break their hand before we come on. So Justin or Nate, it's y'all's turn.
We'll have you come in the week before and let you punch a wall. Don't worry, I'll piss you off somehow.
Yes.
I'll make it worth the while.
I love that Enzo show. He makes me so angry when I go
on. Right. Well, once again, thank you for coming out and making the trek. And now he's got to head back to Charlottesville